Zion. Shnei Sha'orim Hoyu LeBeis HaMoikad.
This big room had like two Sha'orim to it, two gates. Echad Pesuch L'Chayil. One was to the outside to go out into the Chayil that's outside the Azara. The Echad Pesuch L'Azara. The other side was to go into the Azara itself. There were two different gates. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Zeh Sha'orim Pesuch L'Azarim. The top gate that was opening up into the Azara, into the Beis HaMikdash itself. Pishpish Katan Hoylov. It had a small door to it also. Sheboy, in that small door, Nichnosum Livlish Es Hazara. That's where the person went in to check out the Beis HaMikdash to make sure all the Kalim were in place. Like every morning we had one Kohen would go in there to check everything out to make sure everything was in place. So he used to go through that small door. Now, Mishneh Ches, Beis HaMikdash, this big room called the Beis HaMikdash, Kippah on top of the roof was like an arch. It was like a round on top. Obayas Godel Hoy was a very big room. Mukhef Ravdim, Shalev, we have had this from Mr. Tatamid. On the walls of it, there were like stones sticking out. There was a pavement of stones. That the Zikne Beisav Yishonim Shom, these big stones sticking out, the older Zikanim, older Kanim used to sleep there at night. Omaftechoy Sazor Biyom, they used to have the keys to the Azovas in their Rishus. They took care of it. Nobody could take the keys without asking them permission. Opirche Kuna, but the young Kahanim, Ishkis Sabaris, each one would sleep on the floor with his own blanket, like his own pillow. Mishneh Tes, Omokim Hoyishom Arba Lama. There was a place there, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was one Amma by an Amma, V'tavlu Shoshayish, it was like a piece of marble, there was an Amma by an Amma. V'tabas Hoysikavu, but it had a ring on top of there in it. V'shalshelis, and there was chains, Shamafta Choyot Luyisbo, that the keys were hanging on that chain. Hegiyas Mahanila, that's where they used to keep the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. So there came the time to lock the doors at night. Hegbiyas Atavu, they would pick up this big piece of marble, Patabas with its ring. Venota Samafta Chois, Minas Shelf, they would take, Venota, they would take the keys from the chain. Venoel Hakoim Mifnim, and the Koim would lock the doors from the inside. Or Ben Levi Yoshin Lemibachutz, and a Ben Levi would sleep like on the outside. Some say he would be sitting outside. Yeshua Bachutz, Kamish Levim Shom Bachutz, that Levim that was sitting outside the Azara. Now, Gomer Milino, when he finished locking up everything, Hechzeram Yiftachayz, then he put back the keys, Mishal Shelis, they put back the keys on this chain, Viesa Tavlo, and the big piece of marble, Lama Baina, will come back to this place. And Nosik Susilel, small coin, would put like his blanket on top of it, and Yoshua, he would sleep there at night on top of the keys. Now what's going to be Eira Kerab Yach, let's say one of the Kanim saw Kerab came Tommy at night time. So Yotz he would go out, he would go down the steps, the winding steps, Ha'ilachas Takas to be the gold on the bottom underneath the tunnel, underneath the base of Migdish. He would go to the base of Mikvah there, to the base of Tefillah there. For Yehaneiros, Dota, Mikan, Mikan, there were lights lit on both sides of the path going there. Ashur Megillah, Base of Tefillah, until he got to the base of Tefillah. Rebeleza ben Yaakov Vaymer, the Mesiba Ha'ilechas Takas Achayel. He says, no, it was a little bit different. He used to go to the steps that were going down underneath the Chayel. And Yotzi would leave the Beis HaMikdash, Vodach Lei Betodi, would go out through the Shar Todi. That's the way the Kohen that became Tomei would leave the whole Harabayas he holds. But he would not stay as the Machlekes. Woman Yoma says, after the Mikvah was able to stay there till the next morning and then leave. And Rav Lez holds known that after the mikvah he would have to leave, go out through the chayil, and then leave the base of the Azorah to go out through that char called Todi. Yeah. Kitz Rav Lez holds that when he came up from the base of Tfilah, he did not go back to the base of Mikvah, but rather he went through these mechilas that were taktis lechayil, and he went out to the Harabayis. Now Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Harabayis Hoya Chamesh Meyos Amo Al Chamesh Meyos Amo. The Harabayis itself was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Now, Ruba Min Adorim means on the south side of it, that's the part that most of it was open, that was not where the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was built mainly on the Tzofen side. Therefore, the Dorim, the south side of it, was mainly open to be used. Shenila, what was the next part that had the most space? Min HaMizrach, on the east side of it, also was not so much of the Beis HaMikdash, was also open to be used for other things. Shalish Shiloi, the third amount of space was Min HaTzofen on the north side. It wasn't that much there, because the Beis HaMikdash was built on the north side of it. And Yuta, the least amount, was Min HaMarav, on the Marav side of the Harabayis. Namokim Shayrave Midosoi Shamhoyrav Tashmishai. Like we just got finished saying, the place that was more open, that's the place that had more use there. So therefore, on the Durham side, that pot was most open, that's the pot that had most use there. They used to put things there, they used to have houses there, or Batmo Tashmishon, they used to do things there. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-nichnosim la-harabayis, whoever came into the harabayis, nichnosim derech imin. You should walk in on the right side. O makifin v'yetzim derech small, they walk around it and come out on the left side. Al derech kovid, you're supposed to go the right, go around the right side. Chutz excluding, v'mishera dover, something bad happened to the person, instead the person came in ovil, became a menuda, then it was different. So what? That Shumakir Lismol, he would go around his left side. And if so, therefore people would ask him, like, Maloch Makir Lismol, how can he be going around on the left side? And he would have to answer back and say, listen, Shani Ovel, I'm an Ovel. So then the people say back to him, Hashaychim Abayis Sinze, Yenachem Chalakorish Baruch, the Shrina, in this base of Migdush, it should be Menachem you. That's where the Menachem, the Yovel. Or else, let's say, he would say, Shani Menudu, I was put into Nidui. So they would say back to him, HaShreich HaBaya Sezeh, Yitem B'libam V'yikavucham. Like the Shechin here should help you out, should be believed into those people that put you into Nidui, and V'nachachem, they should be Menachem you. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. They should even be Menachem, the Menudu, in this Lashon. However, Omolo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi said back, no. Asison Kilo Ovru Olov Esadin. Like this, he's saying that as if the people that put him into Nidui did something wrong, or they did something wrong. That's the Lashon that's Mashma here. El Rav, he said they should say like this better. The Rav Lashon should be, HaShreich HaMabayis HaZeh, the one who lives in this house, Yitein B'Libach, he should put into his heart, V'Sishma, the Divrei Chavarecha, V'Yikavucha. That other, we should say like this rather, that HaShreich HaMabayis HaZeh, in the Shechina here, should put Yitein B'Libach into your heart, as if to say, you should go do tshuva now. You should be a mahadi be tshuva, and be kavucha, then they'll be mekabiyu, and they'll take away the nidu. That's the lesson you should say, as if the people that put you into nidu were right, and you were the one that should do tshuva.